Good evening, planet Earth. Can you hear the pitter-patter of the rain on my tent? And yet the rain does not come in except for the rain of the soul, the rain of a man driven towards the edge. I'm here at around 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday, September the 19th. That's right, here I am with you, brothers and sisters. You might be traveling through space and time. You might be stuck in a swamp in Mississippi. You might be hunting the ancient Wookiee way up in them there Olympics, like Jeremiah Johnson. Yes, indeed. It is right around 7 p.m., and I'm here on the Olympic Peninsula, not far from Scrivenville, not far from Ludwigtown, not far from where they've got them their, you know, thingies that launch them their other thingies we need not talk about. Not far from there, baby. In other words, I'm about, I don't know, 20, 30 miles, maybe closer to a primary target. Yes, when launch day comes, and the Hawaiian adults are throwing their children down the sewer. Yes, when the missiles are real and they're hurtling towards us. I live about, right now, about 30 miles from a primary target. If it's a 10 megaton or a 30 megaton, I'll see a flash of light. I'll feel a rush of wind. Yeah, I don't know, folks. There's a lot of fear-mongering around nuclear war right now, and it's one of the reasons why I think it might be a lot of crap. It's not to say that you should not be concerned. That's not even remotely my point. But I do wonder to what extent we're still being manipulated every single day. I mean, I am more or less disconnected from the news. I don't even look at the Zero Hedge headlines. Why would I? I mean, I'm more or less an outcast everywhere. And when you're an outcast on Zero Hedge, that's the last stop, McGee. You know, I'm an outcast, baby. I'm an outcast. I live in sadness. I live in fear, baby. I have been thrown outside every decent place. Yeah, every decent place. And if you're wondering, does this podcast have an outline? The answer is, the sun's going down. I felt like doing a podcast. My brother has one of these Jackery batteries. They're actually pretty cool. He has one of the less expensive ones, and it does a pretty good job of powering my equipment. Phrasing. No, it does a pretty good job of keeping things going. And so I felt like just saying, you know, a few words because I got to go to town tomorrow. Probably have to do a few things. I'd like to kill 17 birds with one stone. So I'm doing a podcast. And you could say that there's an extra introspective layer to it, in the sense that I find myself in a tent with the rain coming down. I'm dry enough. But I wonder, during this evening of the dark soul, I wonder at that thing that's lurking out there somewhere in the deep. It's a one-eyed freak. It's covered in sclumptus flesh. It was born in 2012 after eating some Fukushima. It's filled with pain. It's filled with rage. It's from another age. We are being punishment. We are being punished by the ancient sage. Yes, that monster, it lives in, you know, out there in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. You go out on that strait, you run into that one-eyed beast. It will look at you in pain. It will look at you in rage. You'd say it belongs in a cage, but there ain't no cage big enough. Yes, you're dead. That's right, you're dead. Anywho, it makes you think, doesn't it? Like, there's a couple possibilities, and I've mentioned this to you guys before, so why not mention it again? I could be crazy. I don't mean, like, you know, dangerous to other people crazy or going to harm myself crazy. I don't mean crazy in any pathological sense. But I could be the crazy one. Most people could be 100%, oh, Dan, there was the COVID and the race war, and if it weren't for the stolen election, I could be crazy thinking that all those things are just these make-believe narratives. They're make-believe. They're not real. They have no mass. They're like the inflatable tanks across from Calais just before the invasion in 44. They're there for a reason. We just don't know the reason. And I've had other people say, well, Dan, I know it's psyops, but it's because of the reset, and they want people to take the vaccine. But this is a really strange vaccine. I do get information from people who say, well, I took it, and maybe I got sick. So I do wonder if there aren't some really bad batches being sent out. But then I also wonder if it's just the flu vaccine. And the flu vaccine in and of itself would have reactions. So if you said everybody's got to get the flu vaccine, even people who don't want to, there's going to be a percentage who will react to it. That's why the pharma companies had all those deals made. So they're basically protected. You really can't sue a pharma company for the vaccine. You can go to the vaccine board and get your little percentage of the winnings and say, okay, sorry that you're blind, sorry that your father is dead, here's some money, go away. You can do that, but you really can't sue these companies for a bad batch. So who knows what's going on? But it really does smell like the same crap continues, and that the nuclear war thing is the same thing. Like, could there be? Sure. You know, could it be something that they always were going to do? Maybe. I keep wondering, as I said, why they wouldn't have just done this in 2019. Why go through multiple years of nonsense? Why play pretend in the way that people are playing pretend? Why? And you're left with a lot of possibilities, but nothing good. And I don't want to harp on it. But what am I supposed to talk about? You know? Am I supposed to tell you that somehow, magically, I'm crazy and everything's going to be great? Donald Trump or RFK Jr. or some magical hero wins in 2024, and all the bad times are swept away. But as I hear that rain falling down, as you can hear the rain falling down too, can't you? You can hear the hard rain falling down, reminding you of the simple truth. A simple truth that this world, it's a rental. It's a trailer park built over a sewer. This world, it's kind of temporary. It's made of stuff. It falls apart, baby. Yes, this world is made of sand. It's made of paper. It's made of cotton candy. This world is a place of consequences. This world is fuck around, find out. Who knows? You know, I don't know. I feel like I'm stuck in a kind of a vortex. I want to say, I have a plan, but what's my plan really just to push forward another 6 months, another year? And I'll hear people talk to me about 5 years from now and 10 years from now and how they're going to retire and move someplace or live someplace. And I listen and I try to believe, but I don't. I have no capacity to believe in that future. Do I think it would be great if we could all have it? Sure. I hope I'm wrong. But that future doesn't seem to ring true to me at this point. It doesn't really. Not even close. There is a sense that at this point in time, and I think I mentioned this before, that the people, the American people, enough of them, and enough people around the world, have so internalized the military psychological warfare that it's not even like they have to do anything any longer. You know, we're at that phase of the game, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, where people have completely internalized these fake realities because they're too afraid to ask the question, why? Why would they lie, Dan? Why would they lie on this scale? What are they hiding that would be that thing that would justify the tragedy, the horror, the outcomes of the COVID-19 PSYOP? It caused a lot of damage. There was no virus really that did anything, but the actual reaction to it, the procedures that were implemented, the masktopia, it harmed a lot of people. A lot of people killed themselves. A lot of people overdosed on drugs. A lot of people chose not to treat their chronic illnesses. A lot of businesses were destroyed. And in my opinion, I'll repeat again, probably child trafficking accelerated during the COVID because the masstopia enabled child trafficking. It enabled child abuse. A great deal of communication comes through the face. If you can't see a child's face, you cannot see that they're in trouble. Yeah. So the COVID-19 might have been bullshit, but the outcomes of it were horrific. And it's a wrecking ball. It was a wrecking ball. The BLM Antifa thing was a wrecking ball. I don't think they're quite ready to see the building topple yet, but they've knocked out a lot of the supports. And you can kind of get a sense that if any more shoes keep dropping, a lot of people are simply going to lose it. Right now, they tell us inflation is under control. And I suppose if you got a lot of money, the increases in food prices are no big deal, maybe. But I don't know anybody like that. I don't know anybody that has so much money that they're not looking at the grocery bill and wondering to themselves, where is this headed? You know, where is it going, Dan? Well, you know, if you've listened to my podcast, all 50 of you, yeah, where is it headed? As I said in 2019 in the Great Discontinuity podcast, there is no guarantee that all the news is bad. I mean, at this point in time, we're talking about unpredictability. And so you could make the argument, well, Dan, couldn't something good happen? Yeah, something good could happen. You know, if you want to hold out for that possibility, but then you have to ask yourself what it is. If it's something that enables a crooked system that produced 2020 to keep on going, you have to ask yourself, what's so good about that? Okay, so you get to retire. So you get to coast on in. What about your children and grandchildren? If they have to grow up in some sort of crooked banana republic, how does that make you feel? Because that's where we're at in the game. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that there hasn't been a mutiny in the United States military yet. I'm really surprised. I wonder, maybe that's the whole point of Trump. Like, Trump is another one of those drugs you can just pour on people and say, don't worry, you don't need to do anything, forget your oath, foreign, domestic enemies, what does that mean? Because Trump's coming. Yeah. It's hard to say. It's hard to say what people in positions of authority in the military are being told. It's possible that they're being told half-truths. Like they're being told, something's coming, it's bad, we have to control the people, it's a lesser of two evils. And it's like, maybe that's what they're doing. They're telling people at a certain level that what they're doing is necessary. But it does feel like that Temple Grandin way of managing an abattoir, where the cow goes around a very smooth corner, detects no real strife, and is ready for the, you know, the piston hammer to the back of the head. That's also what this feels like. You have that tingy sense that it ain't all good in Temple Grandin world. Get that sense that not all is well in Temple Grandin world. Dan, don't, I'm not beating up on Temple Grandin. I think she's still alive. She's a genius. She's a genius who understands animal behavior. But it is horrific to think that maybe we're in a situation not unlike the abattoir, the one designed by Temple Grandin, the one that is designed to reduce stress on the cow just before they get slaughtered. And I don't know that it's that easy for people to see it. Part of the smoothness of the abattoir is the glowing rectangle, the smart device, ironically named. That's in some ways, that is the control. That is the thing that will allow people to walk directly into the jaws, just staring at their phone. Well, Dan, according to this, oh, there we go. According to the app, he almost said what he was going to say and then got swallowed. It's a sense of foreboding, and it could be that I'm crazy. You know, here on the Olympic Peninsula, right now where we're at, you can almost play pretend that nothing really has changed. But like I said, the other day I was in Seattle, I looked at Mount Rainier, and internally I said, holy fuck. I don't care what your theory is. Well, Dan, it's an ice age. It's a comet. It's a caldera. There are anarchists with big lighters in the Arctic Circle. I don't care what your crack-ass theory is. Can we all agree, sensible people, that something is happening? Maybe the government's causing it. Maybe they're trying to cover it up. Who the hell knows? It's not as if they're going to tell you. And guess what? Zero Hedge isn't going to tell you. Any Chinese newspaper isn't going to tell you. The media is more or less controlled and owned. They will blackball and edit and remove subjects that aren't supposed to be talked about. I've mentioned some of the words we're not supposed to use, like punctuated equilibrium or permafrost. Because once you dig deep into those subjects, you find out that there's something going wrong, and there's a deliberate attempt to hide it. But what does that mean? Who knows? I'm not God. If I were God, I could say, well, this is what it means, and here it is, and I'll simplify it for you, because I see it all, I know it all, but I don't. I said this back in 2016 in a very short podcast. You could probably find it in the archives. I think the word fish or fishbowl's in it. But in many ways, we are in a fishbowl. We're in an aquarium, and it's surrounded by high-definition television sets. And we can't really get out of the aquarium, so we really can't turn off the TVs. We can't really know what's really going on, because we're basically prevented from getting there. And so for ordinary, everyday people, you're stuck with basically making good guesses. I'd say using intuition, but as I pointed out in a couple of my podcasts, I feel like they've been carpet bombing the third eye. So for a lot of people, their intuition's shot. You know, they've been targeting the COVID and targeting the race war and targeting the Putin-Ukraine and all the other shit that's being poured on people. But the actual thing is hidden. It's obscured. You know, so many lesser catastrophes. And so many of them have simple solutions. Oh, well, there's a virus, take a vaccine. There's a Biden, vote for Trump. There's a problem with the economy. Well, they'll cut rates again. And so on. Oh, we don't have enough oil? Well, I heard there's oil on Uranus. Or in Uranus. Yes, a black city oil is in Uranus. They're coming for it. It's high-grade petroleum. They're coming for your anus oil. They're coming for it, baby. They've got their secret armies. They're going to crawl up your crack. And you're going to feel it in the back. Yes, indeed. Every lesser catastrophe that's being discussed. Well, Dan, we can just build more nuclear reactors and we can travel to Mars. Maybe. Who knows, right? You know, I'm going to withhold judgment on the trip to Mars for now. But who knows? All I know is that the rain is going pitta-patta. Yeah, what do we do? What do we do? When the rain's coming down, what do you do? When the rain is coming down, who do you turn to? Well, the Holy Spirit is there, and the Lord in heaven, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed. I don't know. I mean, if I was a sensible person, I would say, Dan, this podcast is stupid. You're a dumbass. You should go and work for Microsoft again. Maybe lose about 50 pounds. Start that new testosterone replacement program. Take that pill that increased the size of your cock. Add some girth. Get yourself a Tesla, Dan. Get yourself a Tesla and pick up that girl in Belltown. Take her out to dinner at latitude 46.7. Get that new kind of lobster, the kind that comes from China, the one that's orange and blue. Maybe go to Pike Place, have a little bit of fun. Somebody pulls a gun. Oops, it's no more fun. Yeah. I could do all those things. I could. If this particular game is still in play mode, then I could go play, I could, you know, up my score, I could get all the power pills, you know, get all the tokens, you know, end up moving up levels. I could. But there is a certain type of futility that settles in when you recognize the possibility that none of that is meaningful, A, and B, that none of that's ever going to happen. And you can say, well, Dan, that's no kind of an attitude. That's why you are sitting in the park, because you have a shitty attitude. Yeah, there could be some truth there. I might have a really shitty attitude. You don't have any idea how fucking shitty my attitude is. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong. You know, it doesn't mean that what I'm seeing isn't happening. And it also doesn't make me special. I'm not the only person who's probably saying right now, folks, something's coming, and it's probably bigger than a breadbasket. So yeah, I'm sitting here 30, 40 miles as the crow flies from one of many, that's several, primary targets that are in the state of Washington. It's not just one spot. The entire state of Washington almost, much of Western Washington, has one primary target after another. In fact, seems to me that if there was a nuclear war, the Chinese, the Russians, or both would Merv the heck out of us. Like Merv Griffin. If Merv Griffin was a dragon that breathed hydrogen bombs. But still I'm left with, if they were just going to do that, why all the nonsense? You know, Dane Wigington, who's on YouTube, and as I said, if you're on YouTube, you're there for a reason. Dane Wigington talked about a patent, and this is about 6 months ago maybe, a Google patent to use nuclear weapons to cool the Earth. Again, I'm not talking about your cheeseburgers or your SUV. If something is happening, I don't really think it's about the gaslighting, about the oil. I think it's about something deeper and more historical. But that being said, this is a proposal. This is an idea, along with setting fire to forests, if you haven't noticed, as along with other types of activities to include solar radiation management and geoengineering, all of which it looks like they're doing. Despite the fact they tell you they haven't done it yet, they're thinking about doing it, they might maybe do it, why don't you take a look at the sky sometime? So Mount Rainier looks like crap. I've said it. Now send me the angry email. Dan, it looks beautiful, like a big black rock, you know, uncovering all the dead bodies. That's one of the benefits, though, of these, of that snow and ice going away, is you can start finding a lot of dead bodies on Mount Rainier. Yes, dead bodies, bones. People go bone collecting on Mount Rainier. They find the bones of their lost grandpa. He was trying to climb it. He didn't make it. Go get them bones. Crush them up. Sell them in Chinatown. Sell them in Chinatown. Dan, that's mean. I can't believe you said that. I can believe I said it. I'll say it again. You never, never know. You never know. You think you know, but you don't know. Get real. Get real, McGee. I'm going to check the time here on the scloglation device before I imbrogliate myself, please. Okay. Well, that's looking good. That's looking good. It's looking good. Pitter patter, the rain is falling down. A young maiden is in her wedding gown. She awaits her hero coming back on a ship. He's really hip. He has a beard. He's kind of weird. He's been hunting the crab. He'll bring back the crab. That's right, young woman. He's gonna bring you a case of crabs. Your hero. 'Cause he spent some time in Seward and Sitka and at the Marine Bar in what? Ketchikan? Oh, Ketchikan, Ketchawill, Ketchacrabs. Oh yeah, them there strippers. Catch a can strippers. Catch 'em while you can. Catch a can strippers. Catch 'em while you can. Avoid the stringo. Avoid the waffle grease. avoid the pumpkin spice, yet it's covered in lice. Yep. Catch them while you can, right? For all you young maidens out there waiting for your heroes to come home from the crab hunt, be careful. Be careful what you get. It's hard to say. You know, if you had told me, if you had gone back in time when I was 18 and said that in the year 2023 I'd be sitting in a tent, talking into a microphone, banging on a Roland, not a very expensive one, but at least it's a Roland, I don't know what I would have told you. I'd said you're fucking crazy. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be making bazillions of dollars. I will have a condo and a yacht and a trophy wife. And a Beamer, and whatever technology exists, I'll have tons of it. And I'll have a garage filled with shit I never use. I'll have a yacht parked someplace I never sail. Yeah. I'll get drunk and do cocaine until my brain is fried. And I'll have a heart attack when I'm 60. And I'll get the triple bypass surgery. That's what would have made more sense to me, but if you've said you're in a tent, Dan, in 2023 you're sitting in a tent, I said, I don't know. Sounds like things got fucked up. Yeah, sounds like things got fucked up, Dan. I don't understand what you're saying, Dan. You sound crazy. Well, okay. But I'll make you a deal. Why don't we try to survive these coming days and weeks and months with some sort of crooked smile? Maybe we'll laugh if them there missiles get launched and we'll say, ha ha ha, glad I took out the garbage. Maybe if they flood us with Blomublast grease and Comptus smoke. Maybe if they send the armies of the Wookiee and the Orca whale against us. Maybe we'll shake our fist and laugh at the darkness. And we'll say, ha ha, you haven't killed me yet. You haven't stopped me yet. You haven't stopped me yet. I'll make another bet. You won't stop me still. I have an iron will. I have a magic pill. I have a still out back making moonshine. So that's where we're at, I think, in this entire gamified situational thingy with the rain coming down, and it's coming down hard, and it's trying to bring us down. But if you enjoy this podcast, you can donate to it. There's a PayPal link in the notes as long as the blog exists, which is probably another couple weeks until Bluehost destroys it. But, you know, there'll be some type of notes in Spotify if they're relevant. Really, this podcast has no notes because it was stream of consciousness bullshit. But if you enjoy the podcast, you can donate. Listen to the following. Take care of your food, your water, your shelter. That means a roof over your head so the rain doesn't bring you down. If you're setting aside food for yourself and your family and you've got a pet, like a dog, for example, set aside food for the pet, baby. And remember, it's not the end of the world. So try to treat yourself if you can. And if there are people in your immediate life, help them first, long before you help some internet hobo living in a fucking tent. Have a great evening, folks.